are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
This Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning from the Elks, it's Judine. How are you this morning?
Good.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
And we kind of want to give a final reminder, a final push for the boxes that are out.
Yep. The Christmas for the vets that the Elks sponsors. We'll be picking up the boxes on Friday, December 17th, and then we'll pack everything up on Saturday and head out on Monday the 20th to deliver it to the two vet homes down in Hot Springs, the federal and the state and stuff.
Fantastic. Now, I know you said you had to empty one of the boxes at one location, which is great. So.
Yes.
Glad to hear folks are out there and making donations. If they haven't yet, but they would like to, what types of items are you looking for donation, and where can they do that?
Okay, well, the federal, they're looking for T-shirts and socks, caps and gloves for winter, some blankets, and pool cues.
Pool cues,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the state one, a bread machine, a lot of baking pans, utensils and stuff like that, because they can bake and stuff there. Four slice toaster, electric griddle, reading lamps, air fryer, iPods for playing music, electrical razors, that kind of stuff.
All right.
And you can drop those items off at most of the financial institutions in Pierre and Fort Pierre, Delta Dental, Gateway Motors, Morris Incorporated, Runnings, Menards, Quality Quick Print, Carl's, Pierre Senior Citizen Center, or St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church, just to name a few.
All right. In some of these locations where the boxes are, the list is right there as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are. The lists are attached to the boxes so that if you have a question on what you want to buy, you can look at the lists.
So that makes it easy while you're out there doing your shopping and, picking up things. You can check out the list and pick some stuff up, put it right in the box after you pay for it at the register.
That's right. And you don't have to wrap it. We take care of everything.
That is fantastic. So is there anything else you want to remind folks? You know, here we are, we're in the final week, because like you said, you're going to pick them up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that they're full and right up to the brim for the vets.
Yep, and the
important.
Vets appreciate it so much.
And that's the thing. Yeah, we want to let them know that we appreciate them and what they did, and not be forgotten here at Christmas time.
That's right. And if you want to just forget the shopping, you can write a check and make it out to the Pierre Elks Lodge and send it to Post Office Box 292 here in Pierre. And we'll get it, and everything goes to the vets.
Excellent. Yeah, that's another option. If you'd rather just make that monetary donation, you can do that as well.
Yep.
All right. Well, final push. Let's get those boxes full, and that way the vets will be taken care of.
And I want to thank Peterson Motors here in town for donating the truck. Thank you so much. And
excellent.
KGFX for help having us here. So
absolutely.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you coming in and letting folks know. We're glad to be a part of that and help the vets this Christmas time, so that, a lot of times they kind of get forgotten, and we don't want to do that at all.
Yes, they do. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Judine. You have a great day and a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
So there is Judine from the Pierre Elks. If you want to be part of helping out and making sure the vets have a great Christmas this year, stop by one of those locations or make that monetary donation. That will help as well. There's your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at May Adam, Pierre VA Clinic, and VistaCare.